welcome to another ESFFL podcast. This is the week two podcast for the 2019 season, and today my guest is Chris Bowen, my good friend and rival and owner of the Coventry Green Manatees. Welcome,
Chris. Glad to be here, Jeff.
So we got a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about today, but...
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Oh.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Okay, we do have a
Sounds serious.
It is serious. A breaking story involving Antonio Brown. And the story is that there has been no update, nothing changed or nothing new with Antonio Brown in the last 24 hours.
That's surprising. It's stunning to
that
me.
That is stunning
the roller
news.
Coaster is stalled.
Stunning news.
Yeah. So do you think that he's actually going to play this week?
I think he's going to play.
Yeah.
I do think he's going to play. I don't think he's going to – he's not going to get suspended, at least until something is proven in this latest drama with the potential rape.
I wasn't sure that with all of the problems that Kraft has gone through, that it's just not really a great look for the Patriots to be putting him out on the field. I agree. He's not been proven guilty of anything yet. So there's that to fall back on, but...
I just want to say, it's much like Christy Brinkley with Billy Joel. Looks don't matter. It's just all about winning with the Patriots.
He's got some kind of pheromones.
evidently. Well, speaking of Brown, let's talk about the Cleveland Browns.
So maybe you can answer this question for me, Jeff, but why did we all think the Browns wouldn't play like the Browns this year?
I don't know. The Browns are the Browns. 24 of us took the Browns defense.
24, and a lot of people were all in on Odell. A lot of people were all in on Chubb. Like that.
The Baker Mayfield. People were loving Baker Mayfield.
Like somehow they tricked us all into thinking that they were going to be. I mean, there were all these predictions in the media. They're going to be world champions this year. They're going to be Super Bowl contenders this year. Like,
hey man, they were who we thought they were. Y'all can crown them if you want to crown them. Still got to play football.
That's right. That's a message from Delanie Walker.
Delanie Walker
and
dropping some truth.
I think that's absolutely 100% correct.
Yeah.
And
what was Mayfield's quote? People are going to throw us in the garbage.
If they haven't already.
So, I don't know. I guess it's for folks that are holding tight to them this year. I guess good luck on their travels back from the dump. So,
go ahead. You had a couple other topics you
wanted to bring up? Yeah, so we were just thinking about like other topical news, things that maybe surprised us this week. And the number one thing that surprised me was Lamar Jackson. What?
Where did that come from? Didn't see that coming.
The best thing from that, I mean, we threw for 5 touchdowns, insane amount of yards, and at the end of it, he steps up to the presser and opens up with a line, not bad for a running back.
That's awesome. I mean, I didn't hear that. You're telling me that for the first time, but that has got to be one of the top quotes of the year.
No,
Next to Delanie Walker.
I mean, we've got 2 great quotes in week one. I mean, it makes me optimistic for what the rest of the season holds for us.
There's been so much so many late season trade or late preseason trades or early regular season trades, people getting cut, moving to different teams.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
No, there's a lot of that going on this year that...
And the other thing that's been insane to me is like, Sunday night, kind of, they were listing out some of the injuries, and you had Tyreek Hill and Nick Foles.
Nick Foles is heartbreaking.
But I was looking at that. I was like, all right, for 1 week, that wasn't too bad. But now yesterday, Hunter Henry.
Oh my God!
And
so
Mike Williams.
Yeah, no, I was gonna key in on the
Chargers.
Le'Veon
Bell's getting an MRI. Go.
I was all in on the Chargers this year, thinking that without Melvin Gordon, they were gonna be throwing the ball all around the yard and. Everybody except Keenan Allen, so I'm hopeful that all of what used to be going around,
knocking
now I'm knocking on wood, will go to him. But, Hunter Henry gone for like 4 to 6, maybe longer weeks with a broken leg, broken tibia, I think it was. Mike Williams is all questionable. His knee was, I guess, hurting him. And then Badgley, I think a lot of us were in on Badgley. He got hurt in practice. Practice? How do you get hurt in practice? So, Yeah, I'm a little irked by that, but then that probably will end up factoring into some trades that I'm going to end up having to make this week.
Yeah, I haven't reserved a lot of time for us to talk about our matchup this week because I kind of have a feeling like our rosters are going to be completely different by Saturday evening anyway. Yeah. So, because I should say, I haven't mentioned it early, it is Bay Foxes versus Manatees week.
And versus Clamor and Clams as well.
And so Clamor and Clams header. As well. It's a triple threat match, and it's huge, and there's major history among these three teams.
Yeah.
A lot of playoff histories. And we'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay.
But I do have one final news item. And that is, we mentioned the Clamor and Clams. They're owned by our fellow frenemy, Travis Davis. And earlier today, Travis's wife Sarah gave birth to their second son. His name, very good.
Congrats, Travis,
on your son, Begley Mark Davis. He was 7 pounds 11 ounces 20 inches, and let's hope that keeps Travis well distracted from making any significant free agent moves or important, helpful free agent moves to Clams, because. Well, you need a victory more than I do, but
we both need victory.
Yeah. And then just one other thing I wanted to talk about here before we get into the meat of this podcast is, as is the tradition of the league, we give out a gift to every team owner at the beginning of the season. Some are popular, some are not so popular.
How was this year's gift?
Well, this year, for the first time, we had a gift that people didn't know what it was,
you
know? I mean, we had the 6-pack coolers, which some people use as lunch boxes, but that's not a stretch, right?
No.
But we had this year's gift, which people seem to think is a koozie.
It looks a little like a koozie.
And in your case, perhaps a tire for
our manatee mascot.
Stuffed animal manatee mascot.
Our manatee mascot took to it the second that it was brought in the door, and maybe there'll be some pictures of that on the power rankings coming up.
There will be some pictures of that in this week's power rankings. I must say, though, that the power rankings this week probably won't be out till Friday because the commissioner is in the Gore League Volleyball Championship semifinals tonight. Yes. The regular season champions will battle the 5 seed tonight, and I'm a little afraid about that. But hopefully we make it to the finals, and tomorrow night we play for a championship. So
I will say the gift had a nice slimming effect on the manatee.
Yeah, he did look good, though, in those pictures you showed me. so we talked about – so the real purpose or the real use for the gift, the real application here – is a cell phone holder.
Cell phone holder.
Yeah, you stick your cell phone on there. You stick your cell phone in there. You clip it to a bag. And granted, most people only have one cell phone, and they got 2 cell phone holders. That's if you want to share one with your significant other child.
Why wouldn't they want that?
Well, we have to order these in like lots of 100 from China, so you know.
Yeah.
And the China trade restrictions now make it a little bit more difficult.
Lots of tariffs.
A lot of things going on in there. So. This was the gift, so let's let it go.
We put it to good use in the manatee locker room.
All right, now, before we go into the matchup, and I don't know if we're going to have time to go in the matchup, but we got to talk a little bit about our fellow frenemy, Mike Hodgins.
Okay.
He was the intended guest for the podcast.
Wait, you're saying that I wasn't the intended
guest? I'm sorry. You were the second choice.
All right, I feel good about maybe
third or fourth.
All right.
You're high up there.
Mr. Available is how they call me.
You're Mr. Available. You're here. You work at the same plan I do. Usually James is the fallback, but I've got him lined up for next week for that big important matchup with the Red-Eared Sliders.
Yeah.
So here you are, Bowen. But let's talk about how you got here. Because I wanted Mike and Ray Temple, fellow co-owner of the...
Sochesco Swamp Drainers.
That's right. Because early on, the very first podcast they did, you were also guested in that.
I think it was a good podcast. I think it got an 8, didn't it?
It was the Everybody Hurts podcast. I can't remember what it got, but it was a good one. But I remember in that podcast, Mike specifically said, or maybe it was in our discussions before the podcast or after, I don't exactly remember, but you probably remember Mike saying, Bowen, I want to pass you. I want to supersede you in number of
podcast appearances.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yep.
And coming into this week, Mike
had an offer. He had an offer to participate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he basically said something like, anytime you need me, give me a call. We'll do a podcast.
And then he said, ain't got no time for that.
Well, yeah. So I looked. So as I was getting ready for this podcast, there wasn't a,
Hi, Mike.
There wasn't like a matchup where I could get both people. You know, it's, you know, some people live in, you know, central PA and Virginia and, you know, Arizona. So it's tough to get people together.
Geographically isolated.
Geographically isolated. Yes, that would be the term I'd use. And there was not a natural matchup where I could get both people in the matchup together. So I said, okay, let's go to plan B. Let's talk to Mike Hodgins, because I remember this statement about how he wanted to pass you.
Pad his resume a little.
Pad his resume in podcast appearances. So I gave Mike the opportunity. He had two podcast appearances to his name at this point.
Okay.
I said, let's increase that by one.
This
Here's your
three.
Opportunity.
Yeah.
So I give Mike the invitation along with Ray as fellow team owner. I thought this is going to be a great entertaining podcast, and it would have been. But Mike, because he's going away next week, not this week, next week he's
going
away.
I'm going away next week too.
Yeah, but you're here. but what I'm saying is, he has like preparation or something. I looked at his calendar. His calendar has open time on it.
All right.
But he needs to start prepping now to go away next week.
Okay.
Don't understand that. So, so I felt a little spiteful.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
It sounds pretty spiteful.
And I said, here's the opportunity now to spite him a little bit and bring Bowen in so that his number of podcast appearances can go from 15 to 16.
16, that's a lot. I didn't know that.
16 podcast appearances, all-time record holder. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I keep thinking that, you know, I should come up with a gift for the guests, like when you reach 10 or 20 something. So I'm going to target 20. Remind me of that.
All right.
And we'll come up with some type of gift.
All right. Maybe not this year, but we'll see.
So where are we here? We still have a little bit of time. So just to end that, Mike, out of spite, here's our guest this
All right.
week, Chris Bowen. 16, you've got a lot of work to do.
I didn't realize I was an instrument like that, but I guess here we are.
So let's talk a little bit about the matchup itself, the history of this matchup.
Yeah.
Let's start with the Bay Foxes and Manatees, since that's the two of us that are here.
Yep. It's been a good rivalry
over
the
years.
It's
been a great rivalry. We've played seven times.
Yep.
The Manatees have won four.
No,
Bay
it's right
Foxes
there, yeah.
have won three.
Yep. 2-1 in the playoffs.
2-1 in the playoffs.
Yep.
I can never forget the Andre Johnson
game. Andre Johnson Monday night.
Monday night game we've talked about in the past. That ripped my heart. The gamut of emotions between Thursday night and the Marvin Harrison.
Blow-up game, yeah. Off to a huge lead.
No, it wasn't actually Marvin Harrison playing. It was the night I met Marvin Harrison.
Oh, that's right. The night you played, yeah.
Yeah, and I forget the guy that played that night, but I think he was a Colts wide receiver.
Whatever it was, you jumped out to it pretty quickly.
I had a huge lead. I had two players going there. One was Chris Johnson from the Titans.
Yep.
I can't remember who the wide receiver was, but I had like a 42 to
nothing. CK2K.
Yeah, CK2K.
Whatever it was.
CK.
CJ2K.
CJ2K. Yeah, CJ2K. I had a huge lead. But then you whittled away on Sunday. I still had the lead going into the Monday night.
I needed like 18 or 20 points from Andre Johnson, something like that. Yeah.
You needed a big game from Andre Johnson, and it wasn't too big until right before halftime. He scores a touchdown.
Yep.
It pulls you close, and then the second half you pull away and you win. Incredible matchup, and of course, the rivalry between the Clamoring Clams and the Bay Foxes. We've never met in the playoffs. We've only met three times, but I've never beaten the Clamoring Clams. 0-3 against the Clams.
He's got your number.
He's got my number, and I think he's going to – I've just taken a cursory look at the matchups. I think he's looking pretty good for this week. He's lucked into Adrian Peterson getting his job back.
How does that happen?
Edelman going against the Dolphins. That really stinks for me.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. We'll see what happens. And then the Manatees against the Clamoring Clams, of course, met in the finals of the 2010 Fantasy Bowl.
Yep.
That was the first time those two franchises met, and that was your first fantasy championship.
Yeah, I know. So that was...
Fond memories of that. And that was the...
Jerome Simpson?
The Jerome Simpson game. Yeah.
Jerome Simpson.
That was the Jerome Simpson game.
He's not a historical footnote in anybody else's resume except Manatees. Yeah.
And a couple years later, you met in the semifinals of the Johnson Cup playoffs,
yep.
And you beat him again, and you went on to your second championship.
That was the Peyton Manning year.
The Peyton Manning year.
That he
year,
lit 20, up the league, yeah.
2013. Since then, the Clams have gone 2-3 against you.
Nah, he's come back.
He's come back
the last couple of years, so I'm looking forward to getting an opportunity to get one back in the W column against him this week.
We're both going strong. Again, Travis, congratulations on the new birth. We hope it does. We are very happy for you, but we hope it distracts you from getting the job done on the waiver wire this week. And let's call this one a wrap.
Sounds good.
Let's bring back our boys' cake. You've listened to this podcast in its entirety.
Yeah, we're not sick of you, Travis.
Now we're going out. Yeah, we have used this song before in the podcast, I think.
Yeah.
But it is one of
the it wasn't for Antonio Brown last time.
No, it was for some other player. I forget. Maybe my whole roster. I don't know.
How do the Patriots have this bounty of riches? Like, how is it possible?
The rich get richer. They want to win.
The best quote that I heard was that if Tom Brady gets hurt this year, the Patriots are going to be able to sign Andrew Luck.
Probably, yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
Wouldn't surprise me.